Hey, I am Darren, and this is Fast Times with Darren. Alright, so for today's show, we have 5 things that conservatives do not want you to know about socialism. And I'm your host with the most, the socialist, the communist of the Communist Party, USA, and a registered member of the Democratic Socialists of America, Libertarian Socialist Caucus, and I am also... What else am I? I have no idea. I'm the best. That's what I am. I'm exactly the fucking best. Alright. Let's get down to it. Okay, for number one, we have socialists are gun grabbers. Which is completely fucking false. Let's be honest. Because there's plenty of socialists that love guns. Like, seriously, even Karl Marx himself attributed that never disarm the proletariat because it will be frustrated. Okay? When we also have the Socialist Rifle Association, and we also have the Black Panthers, who, I mean, historically and legendarily, went to government meeting with guns and rifles, and they were basically apprehended by cops. What happened? Okay, and number two, socialism is un-American, which is obviously false, because, I mean, since the what conception of America, socialism has been a thing. There has been basically utopian socialism. Socialism was a thing. And then there was obviously other social experiments. There's communes back in the 70s, 60s, everything else before that. Leading up to the Civil War, where Marxist soldiers came to fight for the Civil War. Came to fight for rights. Came to fight for the abolition of slavery for the United States of America. They fought against Confederate soldiers. German Marxists fought against Confederate soldiers. And anarchists fought against Confederate soldiers. They also led great union movements into the late 1800s, early 1900s, which caused a famous one, Eugene V. Debs, to run for president. What, 3 times? 4 times? One time, he was in prison and he ran. Come on. That's just such a great fucking thing. Imagine being fucking in prison and running for president. We had one of the biggest socialist parties in the world in the early 1900s. I mean, it was a coalition, basically, of anarchists, socialists, communists, and union leaders. And, yeah, so socialists fight for civil rights. I mean, even to this day, still fighting for civil rights and worker protections. We have one of the most well-known self-described socialist candidates, Bernard Sanders, who, I mean, he's not really a socialist. He proclaims he is. It's just those ideas affect and are still influencing American ideals and American way of life. I mean, if it wasn't for unionists and socialists, we wouldn't have the 8-hour workday or the 40-hour work week. I mean, working more than 40 hours, that wouldn't be considered overtime. That used to be a socialist promise from the Socialist Party of the USA way back in the 1900s. Yeah. Crazy. I mean, we even had a socialist preacher. Is it a preacher? Basically, write the Pledge of Allegiance. The one before God was putting into it. He wrote it basically to, ironically, sell American flags to schools. And so, hey, why not have a pledge to go along with it, right? So, there we go. That was fun. It's great. He is amazing. It's great. Yeah, that's just... People think that socialism doesn't belong in America, but it is, and it does. It's already here. It's already here. I'm not talking about socialist policies. So I don't really believe in socialist policies. That's what is a socialist policy? What's a capitalist policy? That doesn't make any fucking sense, let's be honest.
Heck yeah.
On to number three. We got socialism. That's all I'll say. Every type of socialism is the same. You know, it's all one thing. He's a socialist, she's a socialist, they're socialists. You know, everything in between, and not in between. Look, there's different thoughts of socialism. There's libertarian socialism. There's communism. Socialism is essentially just an umbrella term for a lot of things. You got anarchists. You got municipalists. You got communalists. That's all socialism. Anarcho-feminists. That's kind of socialism, in a way. I mean, I'm not a big fan of anarcho-primitives, but it happens. They're there. And, I mean, they all have an underlying thing, which is abolish capitalism. Typically, for the most part, their end goal is a stateless, currencyless, classless society. And that's a unifying idea of socialism, eventually. How to get there, that's different things. There's eco-socialism, there's feminist socialism. They have different ideals and different goals in mind. Or, they have different ways to get to that goal. Same goal. Yeah. And then we also have one of the biggest, it's not really a misconception of socialism. It's more of a misconception. Capitalism. And one of those misconceptions of capitalism ironically enough, is the idea of trade. That trade is exclusive to capitalism. I mean, though we've had trade before modern capitalism, before proto-capitalism, we've had trade since the beginning of man, since the beginning of human history, humankind. The idea of that benefit, hey, if I have a red ball, right? And I trade you this red ball for a bottle of water, just for whatever reason. That's not capitalism. And many socialists believe in, trade. It's basically how we do things. I have something, you want, you have something, we trade it, it's beneficial for both of us, right? That's basically the idea. I have fish, you have wood. We trade. We both, because, maybe I like fishing, maybe like cutting down wood. I don't know. Just how things go. Trade has been around since mercantilism. It's been around since caveman days. It's been around since hunting and gathering. The idea that capitalism is exclusively about trade is idiotic at best. Come on. People think capitalism is about free markets? Yeah, no, because we already have, we know that capitalism doesn't have to have free markets. It can be restrained capitalism. It can be completely nationalist, where it only benefits the country it is made in. No, that's not free market at all. That's the stupidest fucking thing I do. And I am actually a true and strong believer in free markets. I believe in trading to any country, basically, that benefits, us. Because, that's what it is. It's free fucking trade. Whatever benefits the party, right? And it has to be beneficial for both people. Next subject. Okay, on to the next subject. Which is the five. Which would be number five, liberalism is not socialism. They're not the same. Left wing does not mean liberalism. It doesn't. American liberalism does not mean left wing at all. kind of ridiculous when people start thinking about it, I mean, in that way, because left-wing typically means the abolishment. The abolishing? Left-wing typically means the abolishment of capitalism, and I mean, we can describe what capitalism means. The private ownership of the means of production. Yeah, but it's capitalism right there, private ownership of the means of production. And what does socialism mean? Typically, the common ownership of the means of production. I mean, that's essentially what it means. Liberalism still wants to maybe reform capitalism. That's why I don't consider it, and most socialists don't consider liberalism as being left-wing, because they want to reform capitalism. They want to keep capitalism. Just reform it. Make it nice. Paint a nice rainbow on it, you know? It's fucking ridiculous. It's this stupid fucking bullshit that, like, I mean, you got companies essentially promoting, oh, we hate capitalism. It's the other companies that are doing it. It's not us. No. It's them. It's them. It's the mean, big Hollywood types. Oh, no. Look at me. I am Fox News. Look, we're not mainstream media, even though we're the biggest conservative fucking media outlet in the United States. It's the other media companies that are biased. Oh my gosh, Breitbart. Oh my gosh, yes. Look, those other media companies and other liberal and left-wing outlets are the ones to blame, you know? Yeah, no. I mean, hey, dude, I might grab for fucking CNN and MSNBC as well. Like, they're, I mean, they're liberal, right? They're supposed to be on our side. Yeah, doubt it. They're not. No, that's stupid as fuck. They are liberal as in they still like capitalism. They fucked over Bernie, let's be honest. They didn't even give him media time. Like, it's the stupidest fucking thing in the world. They didn't give him media time. This is why I think it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. Work. People, you gotta understand that liberalism does not mean left wing. I mean, I get fucking pissed off. Anyone accuses anybody of being left wing or socialist or whatever when they aren't really. Like, when people start calling, you know what, this is what I hate. I'm not gonna lie, this is my big gripe with social democrats and liberals. There's a big gripe. I've griped with this. And, I mean, even, yeah, it's stupid as fuck. When people say that America is socialist because it has socialist policies, such as social security, police, which most socialists aren't a big fan of. Let's just say that. Military is just so socialist. Oh my gosh. The roads are socialism. Yeah, no, that's, no, they had roads in Germany, when it was controlled by the Nazis, they had roads under, lots of people, they had roads in monarchies, like, and they're not socialists, the fuck, like, come on, it's stupid as fuck to think, like, they had kings and queens of Rhodes. They're not socialists. They had kings and queens also had some type of welfare at some point. That's not great. But that's pretty much it for my day. Oh, don't forget to like and subscribe to the Probably Politics Twitter at PromPolitics. And my personal Twitter at Darren Navarez. Links in the description below. Don't forget to also like and subscribe to this channel. And go around and look at other videos on the channel. Please, thank you. Thank you. And don't forget to hit that bell. Just for notifications. From all the great content coming out this week, next week, and every week. Alrighty.